I didn't know that pepper spray in this state was actually legal to carry for legal purposes. Jeff Robwell is the owner of You Are Safe, and he's a person that retails the pepper spray. G'day, Jeff.
Hi, boys. How are you doing?
Very well. What is the legality of carrying a pepper spray in this state?
The legalities are that you have to have a good reason to carry the spray. Now, if you finish work, say, late at night and you had to walk home across a dark park, that would probably justify it. Or if you jogged early in the morning or late at night. But really, it's up to the courts to decide if you weren't meant to carry it at the time.
Right. So if you use it, it becomes an issue. If you don't use it but you're caught with it on you, are you in trouble if you can't justify the reason why you've got it?
Like I said, that would be up to the courts if they decide to try and charge you with carrying it. But at the end of the day, it's better to have something than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think most people would be happy to wear the fine than, you know, if it saves your life.
Hey, Jeff, the great part about your business, mate, is You Are Safe. It's made right here in Western Australia. That's correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't import it, no.
No, and so on that basis, is it easy to make? And with the growth that's taking place in this particular area, are you going to be able to supply?
Yeah, we've got plenty of supplies. So, and there has been a big surge in it since, obviously, Bondi, because there's nothing to say it wouldn't happen here. And also, you know, elderly people want to defend themselves like that poor old lady that had the home invasion the other day, where those three people broke into her house and bashed her. So,
Have you had an interest from the east in this product?
I've had a lot of interest from over east because I've got an online shop. I basically can't send it over there, and people are pleading with me to for it because they can't defend themselves.
So it's illegal over there, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it is, and we're trying to get the laws changed.
Right. Have you ever had the spray in your own eyes?
I have. I've tested my own product, and yeah, it's not nice, no.
So how long does it take you to recover once someone's been pepper sprayed, and how do you recover?
You're probably talking about 20 minutes, I suppose, and then you just wash your eyes out. But yeah, it'll put someone out of action for sure.
How much?
How much are they? They range from about $35 to $50, around that, depending on the size of the spray. We have a small one, which is like, remember the old mouthwash sprays? About that big, and then there's a bigger one, which is a 75-gram can, which was would do quite a number of people.
Does it expire? Like, does it have a use-by date, or is it just always okay?
Look, we recommend you replace it every 12 months. I mean, it could last 2 years or more, but it's an aerosol, so we always make sure that, yeah, you replace it every 12 months just to make sure that it's actually going to work.
All right, Jeff, one final one. Have you ever heard of anyone being prosecuted for carrying pepper spray?
No.
No, okay. No. All right. No. Well,
I think there's a lot more more good people out there than bad people, and they've had enough. They just want to protect themselves.
Yeah, providing it's not used in the wrong way. You're probably right. Jeff, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck.
You're welcome.
Jeff Robwell there, owner of You Are Safe, NWA Pepper Spray Through the Roof.